This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
By the way, let me give you my NFL picks for the week. For those of you that listen on Onside Radio, we went 2-0 on Thursday. We told you to take the Texans -3 and the over 51. They scored 66 points, so we got that going. I like several games this week, okay? First of all, Seattle and the Eagles. Seattle's favored by 5.5. Over and under is 50. Seattle is -240 in the money line. Eagles are +190. I'm going to go Eagles. I'm going to go over 50 points in this game. I think there'll be turnovers. Russell's been turning over the ball. Obviously, Carson Wentz turns over the ball like it's going out of style. So turnovers will help points. Going over 50 in this game, Seattle and the Eagles. Chiefs and Tampa Bay. I got two bets in this one. Chiefs are favored by 3.5. The over and under is 56. Chiefs are -175 in the money line. Tampa Bay's +145. I like Chiefs here, -3.5. I think they'll win by 7, but I also like the over 56 here. I think Brady and the boys are going to be motivated, and in order to play with the Chiefs, you're not going to stop that offense. There's no way you stop those guys unless Mahomes starts turning over the ball left and right, and I don't see that really happening, so I'm going to go over 56. I think they'll get to the 60-burger point, and I think you'll win that. Rams are favored by 6.5 against the Niners. The over and under is 45. Niners are +250 in the money line. Rams are -300. I'm going to go Rams -6.5 in this game. Niners are terrible. They've got a backup quarterback. Rams are playing pretty good on offense. I kind of like their balance right now. And they're coming off a really nice win where they look good offensively. The Niners don't have the defense that they had last year. They don't have the same pass rush. Goff will have more time than he normally would against these guys to pass and find guys. Plus, they got a lot of speed on the field, man. I like the Rams -6.5 in this one. Dolphins are favored by 7 against the Jets. The over and under is 44. Dolphins are -300 right now on the money line. The Jets are +250. I'm going to go over 44 in this game. I think there'll be turnovers in this game. And now that you add Fitz, you might add an extra turnover in this game. I know Sam Darnold's going to turn it over. I expect him to go over 44. I expect some points in this game. Bills favored by 5 against the Chargers. The over and under is 53. Chargers are +195 on the money line. Bills are -235. Dolphin fans, don't get mad. I'm betting with my wallet, not my heart. I'm going Bills -5. I don't want the Bills to win, but I know the Bills are going to win here. The Chargers just lose games. They don't win. Justin Herbert does not lead them to victories, and their defense is not the difference maker it's been the last couple of years. I expect the Bills and their home. The Chargers will have to deal with the elements, not the fans, but they will have to deal with the elements. I like Bills in their element with their quarterback, who's been playing pretty well. I like Bills -5 here. Go with that. Vikings and Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater returns. The over and under is 51 points in this game. The Vikings are favored by 3.5. Panthers +160 on the money line. Vikings -185. I am going Vikings here. I'm laying the 3.5. I think the Panthers have done a really good job under Teddy of keeping things interesting, but they still don't do enough to win. I that half point has got me a little nervous, but I still think the Vikings will do enough to win by about 6 points, 7 points. So I think that 3.5, you'll be safe. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with the Vikings. Jags and Browns. The Browns are favored by 6. The over and under is 49.5. The Browns are -280 in the money line. The Jags are +230. Now, first of all, before I make a pick, can I just say I am rooting for Baker Mayfield to be a Hall of Fame quarterback? Okay? Do you know why I want Baker Mayfield to be a Hall of Fame quarterback? Because I want his commercials to live forever. I love his commercials. They're fun. He's taken over Peyton Manning's role as the NFL guy with the best commercials, right? Nobody's got better commercials in the NFL than Baker Mayfield, right? No active player comes close to Baker Mayfield. Having said all that, I'm going to take the over 49.5 in this Browns-Jags game. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. The Browns are favored by 6, but the Jags have a way of making games interesting at times, no matter who the damn quarterback is. But they do have a young guy there, my boy, and I think he'll throw an interception or two because he's young and green. I like the over 49.5 here. I think the Jags will come up with about 15, 20 points, but I think the Browns are going to score a lot more. So go over 49.5 in this one. Those are my picks in the NFL slate today. I'm sorry, you know what? I'm going to add one more. I'm going to add one more to this
mix.
Yeah,
you ain't got enough. You know, do another one.
I'm going to add one more. I didn't put it on my onside, but it'll still go because it's on record right now before, so it don't matter. I'll just tell the people that only listen on onside, you should have been listening to the podcast too. I'm going to go Arizona Cardinals -2.5 at the Patriots. The over and under is 49. Cards are -130 in the money line. Patriots are +110. I don't believe in the Patriots. I haven't from day one. I've told you guys that they were going to struggle to be 500, and it looks like I'm going to be right about that. The Cards are a pretty damn good team. Kyler Murray is as he is a mismatch as there is in the NFL. Okay, the kid is phenomenal. When he becomes a great quarterback, it is going to be scary. But this guy is a real quarterback. That's an athlete. He's not Lamar Jackson, who's an athlete trying to play quarterback. Okay. This kid's a real quarterback and brings some incredible wheels to the table. And I think his magic on keeping plays alive and his speed where he is untouched on a consistent basis is something you cannot defend almost. The Patriots, they've got a decent secondary, but the Cards have a monster wide receiving core, and I can see them winning by a field goal in New England. So I'm going to lay the 2.5. And I'm going to go with the Cards. Okay? So Cards -2.5 against the Patriots. The over 49.5 with the Jags and the Browns. I want the Vikings -3.5 against the Panthers. I'm going Bills -5 against the Chargers. I'm going Dolphins Jets over 44. I'm going Rams -6.5. I'm going Chiefs -3.5. And I'm going over 56 in that Chiefs Tampa game. And the Seattle Eagles game, I'm going over 50. Those are my selections in the NFL this weekend.